Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker says he would call a special session right away to freeze property taxes for 4 years. Under his plan, the only way taxes could go up is to account for new growth or by a voter referendum. Counties and cities could not raise them to take care of old debt. Walker says he'd reduce state spending in the budget he proposes, implement new caps on medical malpractice awards, and sign a law that requires a photo ID to vote. These are all ideas that have passed the legislature before, only to be vetoed by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle.
I think with a lot of these issues, I'll sign them, get them off the table, and again, focus on the things that deal with jobs, job growth, prosperity, health care costs, tax burden, the things that really are ultimately the challenges.
Walker says there are not many social issues where he disagrees with Republican lawmakers. One area where he thinks they might tussle is campaign finance. Walker wants to ban fundraising during the months when the state budget is debated.
You know, there's 132 experts in the state legislature when it comes to campaign finance. There are going to be some that find fault and problems with that. But in the end, I think it's the right thing to do, and I think it's the sort of thing that people expect.
Walker says there's little in his 100-day agenda that sets him apart from the other declared Republican candidate, Green Bay area Congressman Mark Green. He says the big difference between him and his rival is his own experience as an executive. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.